I want to share with you a special moment that took place in my life just a few months ago. I was going to make a speech at this big corporate organization. I was invited as an inspirational speaker, and this was the first time I would be speaking at, you know, with really large audience. And, you know, with a big event, it was their corporate event. I was closing their corporate event. So it was a huge thing for me. And I was preparing, I had my notes, I was practicing, I kind of knew what I was going to talk about, you know, and it was a big deal. But it was also kind of scary, right? Because there's lots of people that they know what's going on. And, you know, I didn't want to look stupid or say the wrong thing. And they've been people that I was really working with closely that really believed in me, and I didn't want to disappoint them. And I wanted to just do a great job, you know? And I remember this moment. I was staying in the hotel and knew it was going to happen the next day. And it just took, you know, an hour. I had my dinner, and I went for a walk around the bay. So this was in Sydney, Australia, and I was just having this walk around the pier. I was looking at all the lights. I stood up on this hill and I looked down below at the harbor, seeing the ships and the lights and the people. And there was this amazing calm that came over me. Because I felt that sense of connection to my true self. I knew that I'm here to give my best. I'm not here to prove anything to anyone. I'm here to give my best. To show what I've been doing all of these last few years. You know, just doing good. Living with purpose. Trying to help people. Trying to do good things. And all those things that have happened, I never thought that in a million years I'd be doing any of that. You know, having books, speaking, doing, you know, coaching and transforming people's lives. I never thought I would get to do any of that. It wasn't even on my radar, doing my Simplify Against a podcast, on Power to Be Happy. I mean, I never thought I would be doing any of these things just a few years ago when my life got turned upside down with cancer. But that connection, I felt it in that moment. I felt connection to all those times when I was scared, when I was lost, when I didn't know what to do, when I felt like giving up. When I felt like just destroyed from the inside, in pain, I felt a connection to that and that healing that has happened and the difference that I am able to make and living at my best. It's only happened because I acknowledge that the life is a journey and it's not always easy. And it's tough, right? You know that, my friend. You're here because you know how tough it can be. I know we're on this journey together. And yet we can only look and appreciate life and have these moments of truth and connection and calm when we realize that it all goes full circle, that the moments of beauty, the moments where you feel a sense of achievement, the moments where you have that sense of like bond with someone that you truly care about, that comes together with having tough moments. Having struggles, having challenges. Because without the struggles and the challenges, we'd never be able to appreciate the good things we have. we'll never be able to strive for the best and keep going. And that's why that moment of truth for me, standing on that pier, looking out and realizing, you know what? I have nothing to be scared of. I'm living my best. I don't know what other people think. They may be more successful. They may be better looking. There's plenty of people who are better looking than me. You know, they may be whatever. There may be all sorts of things that I'm not. But I am doing my best. And I have zero regrets about that. That's what I want for you, my friend. What is your best? What does that look like for you? I want you to help you to think through that. What does it really mean? That's why I've got the implementation guide for you. It will help you to work through some of those ideas. That will support you in figuring what is your best. How can you live with purpose? The three pieces of purpose. What does it really mean for you? How can you bring that to life in a way that makes sense for you? You know, please do the worksheet. You know, you don't have to, make all of these changes at the same time. Or in fact, you don't have to do anything. But this exercise alone will help you think through things in a different way. So I would urge you to do this exercise, because one thing is looking at things in terms of ideas and philosophically, but the other thing is to really consider how it applies to your way of life. That's what it's all about. So please, my friend, I'm asking you to take the chance. Do the implementation guide. It's right here. Download the PDF on this page. Print it out. Fill it in. Right? If you don't want to print it out, then just open the PDF on your tablet or your computer, whatever you've got, and just type the answers on your phone or write it on a pad, whatever works for you. But just, it will help you to think through things in a different light. I specifically designed it to work on you and your way of life. And this, my friend, is the challenge that I extend to you, to asking yourself a question, check in with yourself. 3 months. Am I living my best life? I challenge you, my friend, because I'm here to support you and challenge you to do what's right for you, because we all need some of that encouragement sometimes, right? I'm here to challenge you to put that into your calendar. An event 3 months from now, and just with one question. Because that's the question that I have in my calendar every 3 months. Am I living my best life? Please do that, my friend, for yourself. I want to thank you so much for being here. My name is Joe Bekmutsky. I'm here to support you. Please reach out to me anytime. I want to thank you so much for being here, for taking the chance to look after your way of life. And remember that you, my friend, you have this incredible power to be happy, to seek greater clarity in everything that you do, to show up at your best every single day so that you know you're enough. And to hold on to hope, that no matter how crazy life gets, that things can and do change for the better. Thank you for being here. Look after yourself.